Hey you. What are you doing here? Right, no, yeah, that makes complete sense. We're in a coffee shop, so that answers a question that really didn't need to be asked. How are you? Me? I'm doing good. I'm okay. Just reading a bit while I wait for my drink. The Agony and the Ecstasy. It's about Michelangelo. I don't know if you remember, but I have an odd obsession with Renaissance art, so it's an interesting read for me. My fondness for history. That's one way to describe it. I look good. I mean, I'm not dressed up or anything. I look rather plain, but, thank you. You look good, too. Your style's changed, but it's nice. Yeah, you've definitely matured. I can see that. I like the beard. It suits you. Yeah, I do. I always used to tell you that more facial hair would look good on you. Not that you looked bad without it. You look good either way. Are you visiting? Last I heard, you were taking a job out of state. Oh, well, I didn't hear exactly. I just saw. I wasn't stalking you online or anything. I just, Sarah. She's still friends with Andrew, so she saw the pictures from your going away party. And then she told me. It's really not as complicated or as awkward as I'm making it out to be. So you're not visiting. You're back in the area for good? Did you not like it up there? Well, that makes sense. The city was always something you enjoyed. I'm glad you're back. I mean, I'm glad you're back for you because you enjoy the city. Sorry, I know that I'm being weird. It's just, you're being nothing but nice, and I'm being, well, this. I just don't know the proper way to engage in something like this. No, you don't have to leave me alone. I only mean that, it's been a really long time since I last talked to you. That's all. No, I definitely don't mind you talking to me. It's nice. It's really nice. Yeah, it's nice. You're nice. How long have you been back? 5 months. That's good. Are you adjusting well? Yeah, I bet you did miss it. You did love it here. I honestly never pictured you living anywhere else. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I still drink these. It's not necessarily coffee, but they taste good. Do you still drown your coffee with cream and sugar? Used to be so precise about it. Mostly black coffee. Does that mean you don't make the face anymore? You know, the face. The one that you would make whenever there wasn't enough cream and sugar in your coffee when you drink it. It's almost like you were drinking lemon juice or something sour. Yeah, you did make that face. It was cute, though, because it was one of your quirks, just the way you prefer your coffee. Wow, drinking it with a straight face. I'm impressed. You know, I really do wish that we could keep talking, but I have to go catch a bus to this appointment, and it's a ways out, so I have to get going. No, you really don't have to give me a ride. You're being nice enough about this whole run-in. You want to keep talking to me that much, huh? No, yeah, it's alright. Yeah, okay, sure. Thank you. Alright, yeah, just lead the way. And just to make sure, are you positive that you want to do this? I mean, you really don't have to. No, I know that I can say no, but like you said, it's really nice talking to you, and continuing it would be great. And it's nice. Wow, you don't drive a truck anymore? You love that truck, though. Wasn't convenient anymore? Like, did it need a bunch of maintenance or something? Too many memories attached to it. I see. Well, the new car's nice. I never really pictured you driving an SUV, but then again, your style's changed, the way you drink coffee has changed, why not this as well? It's right over by the hospital in Weston. Right across from it, actually. No, it's nothing serious. Well, I mean, it's just a normal appointment for me, at least. You know, I can't believe that I'm actually here with you right now. It's kind of crazy. What's so crazy about it? I don't know, maybe the fact that we haven't spoken to one another in over 4 years, and then we just happened to run into one another, and now we're here. Just doesn't feel real, if I'm being honest. No, it doesn't necessarily make me uncomfortable. I don't know, the uncertainty of it all makes me feel uneasy. Not really being alone with you. Why are you being so nice to me anyway? It's nice talking. See, you've mentioned that, and it's nice and all, but given our past, I still don't fully understand how we got to this point. Here we are making small talk like we're nothing but acquaintances, and I understand that things have changed and we aren't the same anymore, but we haven't even addressed the elephant in the room. Or rather, the elephant in the car. Yes, it was an attempt at a joke, and it made you chuckle, so I call it a success. I use humor when I'm nervous, just in case you forgot. Okay, you remember, well, good. It's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult being in the same area as you. Little in the same car, it's made my surroundings feel safer and yet larger and also smaller at the same time. I know that doesn't make any sense, but that's the only way I know how to describe my current feelings. I mean, is this not weird, like, at all? Why would it be weird? I hurt you. And you can say that I didn't, but we both know that I did. Anyone else would have gone out of their way to avoid me, but you waltz up on like, hey, I thought that was you, and you sound happy, and like nothing's changed between us, like we're just old friends catching up. Yes, I did just say acquaintances, but you know the point I'm making. No, catching up isn't bad, it just seems only fair to acknowledge the bad with the good. Especially since you want to keep the conversation going. Otherwise, this feels like some romanticized scene in a rom-com. You know, years have passed and all the problems we had are put aside to experience this moment, this connection that must be fate, only to end with a kiss or some hopeful ending that things will be okay for both of us in the end. I know it was oddly specific, but I guess I want this encounter to mean something, especially if it is fate or something like that. I don't know, maybe I'm realizing that I haven't forgiven myself for any of it. I thought that I had, but instead I just pushed it away. Like, I pushed you away. Yes, I did hurt you. I know that, I didn't cheat or physically hurt you, but I pushed you away. And even though you were trying so hard to hold on to me, I just reacted by pushing harder. And I remember how upset you were. You were close to tears, I remember. I remember all of it, and I didn't even flinch. I mean, I hurt myself too, because I desperately needed you more than ever, more than I needed anyone in my entire life, and instead I just pushed, because that's all I could do, I just pushed. No. I'm not sure at all that I want to do this, but I have this sudden need for closure, and maybe you have it too. I don't know. Do you? See? If you still think about me and what happened, then maybe this is what's supposed to happen. Catching up means that we need to acknowledge what happened and close this chapter or something. I don't know. Yeah, you can tell me anything. What do you mean we didn't just run into each other? Wait. So you saw me outside the coffee shop and you just ran into me on purpose? I mean, why? You missed me. You missed me? Okay, sorry. Why? How could you miss me? Especially after things ended so abruptly. But why would you think about me all this time? Is there a reason that you've been thinking of me since moving back? Because if you never moved, I don't think seeing me would have been as important, and it would have been just shrugged off. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I know that heightened feelings and emotions, they interfere and can sometimes make things more than what they actually are. Why was I on your mind before you moved? Wait, do you mean before you left the state or before you moved back? Both. Okay. But why have you been missing me? I mean, yeah, of course I've missed you more than I'd like to admit, actually. You're the last stable relationship that I had, and it's been one giant mess since. I kept comparing people to you, and that wasn't fair to them. It just... Mostly, my decisions with you have made me realize that falling in love is completely easy. It's staying in love that takes all the work. You compared people to me too? Well, sounds like we are both trying to recreate something that we can't recreate with someone else. It's like an endless loop of the what-if game. You should have tried harder. To be fair, at the time, there was not a damn thing you could have done to stop me from going the way that I was going. I was scared, and so much was happening. I am not saying that pushing you away was the best decision. My mom had just died, and everything felt like it was collapsing around me. School was a mess, and I was anticipating losing everything because it seemed like everything and everyone was just suddenly leaving me. I thought that by pushing you away, it was putting some control back into my hands, because I was convinced that the longer you were with me, the harder the fall would be when we ended, and we were gonna end. I know that I never told you that, but to be fair, I didn't even know that everything I was going through was all connected like this. All I knew was that I was trying to limit the fallout. It was a desperate attempt to protect myself the only way that I knew how, and even then, it wasn't just that. It was, I don't know, something. So, you can say that you should have tried harder, or you should have done this, or you should have done that, but for all we know, we still would have ended, maybe even worse somehow. Would it have been worth it, though? What about that night? That night was clearly a mistake, and it shouldn't have happened. Why? Because I shouldn't have had you come up to my apartment. I should have sent my sister down with your stuff. Yeah, I know she was gone. That's why you came up to get your things. And then we talked, and for a moment, everything was fine again. I felt like I could breathe. Yes. And then we added alcohol to the situation, which was the worst decision. How can that possibly be one of your favorite nights with me? We got drunk, and we stayed up all night talking, getting overly emotional, and then we slept together. It was a mess. And I know for certain that it was a mess, because I woke up alone, and you were gone. It may not have been your finest moment, but I completely understood why you did it. We both knew that when I woke up, I was either going to confirm your fears, or I was going to give you another chance. I don't know what I was gonna do. I guess it depended on whether or not I felt fear when I woke up and saw you beside me, but you weren't there, so I guess we both decided what was best. You regretted it for months. You still regret it. How? I mean, we never even talked after that. It was just zero communication, completely cut off. I hated it too. But trust me, I thought about you a lot because of that night. I kept playing what if, and I tried to imagine an outcome where you would show up at my door, or I'd find the courage to tell you the truth about everything. I kept going through various scenarios in my head, trying to find the perfect one, but none of them were there. They didn't exist. But that's because of me, though, not you. Why were you scared? You thought I'd break your heart again. No, that's understandable. If you did what I had done, then I'd be protective of my heart, too. I mean, I thought you hated me. And I can't say that I blame you if you did. I'm sorry that I did that to you. I know that explaining everything now won't make up for it, but there was so much going on that you weren't aware of. No one was at the time. Well, for one, my mental health was an absolute wreck. Every night that you weren't with me, I would just cry and feel overwhelmed. And then it became a nightly thing when you were gone, and it's all I could focus on. And I ended up going to see a psychiatrist because I just knew something had to be wrong with me. And there was. So I got diagnosed, and I was put on medicine. And I thought that it would make everything better, but the days just got longer. And I felt like I was living the same day over and over, and I couldn't find a reason to keep doing it. I didn't tell you because I didn't want anyone to worry, and everyone believed the smile that I was putting on, so I just kept up the act because I was more concerned with upsetting people than I was about taking care of myself. I'm the person that people go to when they're upset, and because of that, I don't know how to ask for help when I'm the one in need. In comparison, yeah, I'm fine now. Just so much has happened. What? Really, you finally cut off contact with your dad? When did that happen? I can't imagine how that must have felt for you. You always described him as this weight on your chest. I remember the second or third time you slept over, you cried because of him and just all of the stress that he was constantly causing for you. Most of the pain I've seen you experience has been because of him. I mean, you didn't even want me to meet him because you just wanted to protect me. Okay, you can't say things like that. Don't tell me that was the night you fell in love with me. Because it's a lot. Of course I supported you. You've been struggling with your dad since before we even met. And every single time that you would talk to him, you would just be so upset and crushed and defeated, and I hated that. It made me just want to protect you, and I just wanted what was best for you. I definitely wasn't what was best for you. Anyway, we're here, and I really appreciate you giving me a ride. It's in about 40 minutes, why? Why do you want to keep talking? Fine, but what do you want me to say? I wasn't the best for you. However, you were certainly the best for me. Of course I mean that. If we're being honest, you know, I thought that breaking up with you was the hardest thing I'd ever done at the time, but it was just the start of bad decisions. Yes, bad decisions. I lost you. Or no, I didn't lose you. I got rid of you. And then I tried to find some replacement to fill this void that was left inside of me. And I tried dating, and that only made it worse. I tried focusing on things to keep me distracted, but then I was just on autopilot most of the time. It was a few months after you moved, and something just snapped inside of me. I had an emotional breakdown, and then I was hospitalized. Yes. And please don't think that it was because of you. I promise it wasn't. It was all me. I mean, it was a buildup of several things, but it was me. Yeah, you can ask what happened. Turns out that you're not supposed to take half a bottle of pills. I was having anxiety attacks all the time, and I was just emotional about anything and everything. So I downed the medication that I was prescribed to help with said anxiety. Thought that if I took enough, then I could just turn it off. My sister thought that I was overdosing because I could barely walk, and my words were incredibly slurred, so she forced me to go to the hospital. Well, she didn't force me because I was too high off my ass to do anything except agree. No, I didn't overdose, but they all thought that I was trying to kill myself, so they held me there for a bit. No. Well, honestly, I still don't know. I used to think that I only did it because everything around me was so loud, and it wouldn't stop. I needed everything that I was feeling to just drown out. I don't think I wanted to die, though. But sometimes I think that deep down that is exactly what I was trying to do. I don't know how I really got to that point. I just know that one day I was safe with you, and then the next I was suffocating, and no one could see any of my pain or the fact that I was dying right in front of them. It all became too much. You know, my head still fits perfectly on your shoulder. Is this too much? And why don't you want to say goodbye? I figured that whole confession would have made you realize that you got out just in time. Made you realize that you shouldn't have left me. Hun, I pushed you as far away as I could. I don't think there's anything you could have done to stop that all from happening. I mean, yeah, you could have tried, but who I was back then is completely different to who I am now. I was addicted to my own self-destruction. What if you had been there? There's a chance that it would have ruined the relationship to the point where this, what we're experiencing right now, it wouldn't have happened. Or it all would have happened and you could have been there for me. I don't know. I wish you had been there though, because I realized a lot when I was in the hospital. Well, I was there for a few weeks. My dad told me that I needed help and I didn't want a disappointment. I had been such a disappointment up until that point, so I didn't argue. So I voluntarily admitted to myself, and he was right, I did need help. When my sister brought me clothes, she brought me this hoodie of yours that I forgot to give back to you. It'd been at least a year at that point, and I basically lived in that hoodie the entire time that I was there. It gave me comfort somehow, and it all made me realize that this desperate attempt at staying numb was partially because I couldn't deal with the decision to no longer have you in my life. Yeah, all because of a hoodie. You know, you were the first person that I ever loved. Like, genuinely loved. I have been fighting to experience that feeling again. I have failed miserably. I wanted nothing more than for you to be the one for me, and you could have been. I could have been the one for you, and I'm so sorry that I took that chance that we could have had. What do you mean I'm holding on to this idea of you? Of course you were better than me back then. You were the best. You needed to grow up. I mean, we both did, but if I had this idea of you, it's probably because out of everyone that I've ever been with, you're the only one who has made me feel like you didn't care about someone else more. And that scared me. It's a scary thing. I made you feel the same. How? I mean, with how I acted. Maybe you're right. Maybe you didn't act any better, but you know what? I think we're both a huge part of each other's lives, and then adjusting to that absence, it wasn't easy. I thought of calling you, begging you to give me another chance, but I was so far gone at that point that I was convinced I would only poison your life. You deserved better than me, and I didn't want you to think that I was the best that you could possibly have. I could still call you. I lied earlier about not knowing what I was gonna do the next morning. My plan was to wake up and fix everything with you. I had experienced what life without you was like, and I didn't want to go another day like that. I took you being gone as a sign that I had made the right decision. There's nothing that we can do about that now. Maybe we both made mistakes, but what are we supposed to do? We can't keep saying what we should have done or what we really wanted to do. It's not like we can change it. Besides, just because things could have been different between us, it doesn't mean that things would have been better. What do you mean things could be better now? You don't want to lose me again. That sounds ideal, but what if we're not meant to be together? Yes, I do believe that things happen for a reason, but you ran into me on purpose. That isn't an example of things happening for a reason. Maybe you seeing me was. You can't possibly mean that. Look, I would love nothing more than to get a second chance with you, but what if you're making a mistake? It's worth it. Come on, do you really mean that? Does it matter how long I'll be in there? Well, it's an hour session with my therapist, so about an hour. Why? Why are you gonna stay? You don't have to. Look, I know that you didn't stay before and you want to prove something now, but you don't prove something just to make me happy. I want you happy too. I make you happy, but you were free without me, and now you want me back in your life willingly? I was lost without you too. You know, I would love to kiss you right now, but I think if I do, I'll combust or something. I don't feel like I'm in my body. Am I still here? I didn't explode, I'm here, right? And I can feel your touch, so I'm in my body and this is real. Okay. Okay, we can try and work something out. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if it'll work out. I'll go to my appointment and I'll come back out to your car and then what? Actually, no, I don't care what we do, just can you just promise me that tomorrow I'll wake up and you'll be beside me? You won't be gone. Because if you're gone, I don't know what I'll do. Are you sure? Okay.